Hello and welcome back to another episode of Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Woo!
We are your hosts. I am Jake the Snake Rubin.
I'm Alec Combs.
And I'm Jesse Sarowitz. We did that a little out of order because...
Yeah, it is a little... Well, yeah, I always forget because like when I started, I just want to keep rolling, you know, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's a Jake week. Yeah. Everything's Jake topsy-turvy week. Over here.
That's right. Yeah, everybody tweet hashtag Jake week. Hashtag Jake week.
I've got my comfy them. On. Jake has his towel around his neck. What is that?
I guess I'm leaving it on. It's like a kitchen towel. It's cute. It has like salt and pepper on it. So what are we? What do we do? That's what the people are asking.
We're Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Woo!
We're a podcast where one of us talks about a movie or TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we discuss it with the other two, and then going off of that discussion, we make a screenplay off the top of our heads where we come up with the action, the dialogue, ooh, all the characters, all the settings, all off the top of our heads.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully in a fun and coherent way for you, the audience, to listen to. In order to get us started, one of us is talks about a movie or TV show, and as we say, it is a Jake
is
week. So,
Jake.
Hashtag
Jake week.
What did you watch?
For our 30th episode, spectacular.
Wow. Episode. Everybody eat a piece of cake in honor.
Yeah.
So... The movie that I saw is a little ditty called Don't Worry, Darling. Don't Worry, Darling is, you might have heard about all the controversy surrounding it, but I'm going to talk about the movie itself.
Yeah, please do.
I personally thought the movie was okay. It was, because, you know some shit's going on. And the entire time you're watching it, you're just like, what is going on? Like, what is it? And at the end, it tells you what it is. So I'm going to spoil the movie. Jesse, do you want to watch this movie?
I do, but okay? I don't care if it gets spoiled.
I can avoid spoiling it.
No, just spoil it. Just do it.
Well, okay. The funny thing is, like, I've seen the movie, and I didn't think I'd see the movie, so I looked up what it was, like, what I spoiled it for myself, because I'm like, I'm not going to see this movie. But then, ended up, I did go see the movie, so then I was just like, the entire time, I was just like, well, I know what's going to happen.
Wait, I think both of our girlfriends brought us to the movie because of Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So, that's okay. We're second to Harry Styles. That's okay.
Did you enjoy the movie even though you knew the twist, or should I not spoil it for myself?
There were parts I liked, and there were some parts I was just like, I will say the twist interesting. The parts that I didn't like were some of the acting choices.
Do you want me to spoil it or do you not want me to spoil it?
Just spoil it.
Okay. All right. So essentially the movie, I forgot their names, so I'm just going to call them Florence Pugh and Harry Styles because that's who they are. So Florence Pugh is, are they married? Yeah, they're married. She's married.
Yes.
She's married to Harry Styles. Sorry, it's been a hot second since I've seen this movie. So she's married to Harry Styles, and it's kind of just like the 50s nuclear family with the two of them. He comes home for work. She'll make him a drink, and you know she'll cook him a meal, and then
right,
he'll off to work.
Her. I mean, it was 1950, not me. I didn't do it.
Yeah, and then she'll he'll go to work, and then when he's at work, she'll like keep herself busy. She'll go to like dance class, and she'll like gossip with her friends. One of them is the director of the movie who put herself in as like a character. She's
a self,
like, I'm gonna be
self insert.
Oh, little self-insert.
What a
yeah.
Quentin Tarantino type.
POV, you're Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, POV, you're... Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that.
POV, POV, you're the director, and you see Harry Styles come on stage, and you're just like, I'm putting myself in this fucking movie.
Bro, yeah. And, and so she's just, like, hanging around doing her thing, and then eventually one of her friends is... has some, like, weird shit going on, and she's just kind of like, what are we doing here? You know, she's the only one that's calling out, like, where do our husbands work all day? Like, what is going on? Like, kind of
like
her
friend. Her friend is saying this, not Florence Pugh's character.
Yeah, like her friend is saying that. Oh. No. Florence Pugh's like, and Florence Pugh sees her, she's kind of like, this like, this girl's fucking crazy, man. And so she, like, kind of disregards her. And then eventually, the girl kind of, like, stands up and is like, you gotta listen to me. And she takes the gun. She fucking shoots herself right in front of Florence Pugh.
Oh, my God.
And Florence Pugh is just like, holy fucking shit. This girl just fucking killed herself. And then, you know, they go, she's like, talking to her other friends, saying, like, you know, where's this girl? Where's this girl? And they're like, oh, she's sick. Oh, you know, she's sick. She's like, I just fucking saw this girl. And so everybody's gaslighting her. And then eventually she just runs. She's like, she just has like a moment where she just goes out into the desert. I'm really like condensing this movie. And she sees like an airplane and she follows the airplane and she sees this weird like structure and she touches it and then she like blacks out. And then ever since then,
it's like a conservatory, like a space conservatory type building, like on the top of like a mountain.
Yeah. And so ever since then, she kind of just gets more and more suspicious. She's like, what is going on? Like, what the fuck is happening? And everybody's saying, you're crazy. You're crazy. It's just like the movie's just like Gaslight Nation. They're just like, you're fucking crazy. Nothing's weird. You know, nobody cares what the husbands do.
Did you say the movie was basically Gaslight Nation?
Yeah.
Wasn't one of our podcast episodes Gaslight Nation?
I don't think so.
I feel like we threw that name around for something.
Yeah, we might have.
Maybe.
Maybe it was the last episode. I don't remember.
Wait, okay. Oh, so before you tell me the twist, maybe. Let me guess.
Okay, wait, guess.
So did the movie tell you it was set in 1950?
No.
No, it's just like kind of the aesthetic.
It's kind of like the aesthetic, a 1950s aesthetic, but it's like takes it place modern in modern times.
So she has like, a cell phone and everything?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
She doesn't know that it takes place in modern times. The audience doesn't really know. It's kind of just like, this is this world.
Yeah.
Like, this is the aesthetic. It takes place in the middle of a desert.
It's like if 1950 was forever.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. It's not like The Village then, where they're like in modern times and they're just being secluded away.
No.
All right. Okay.
All right. I don't have any guesses.
I'm just gonna
skip to the twist because like it's just kind of like world building and other shit. It's just like 1950s. Everybody's gaslighting her, and then eventually she starts getting flashbacks to kind of like the real world. And it turns out she was actually a nurse, and she worked. And her boyfriend was Harry Styles, and Harry Styles was like a alt-right internet like surfer, and so he'd surf, and he found this weird, crazy website. It was kind of like a Joe Rogan-esque guy that Chris Pine is playing, and
yeah,
so he's
Joe Rogan, Alex Jones type.
Yeah, Alex Jones. Yeah. And so he's just like, you know, women are like stupid. Fuck women. And so eventually, Florence Pugh is in. She's in like a simulation, and she has like VR goggles on, and he's like feeding her and changing her. And so like when he goes to work, he actually goes to real work. You know, he leaves her in her bed, but it's just so fucking weird. And there's so many like plot holes from this. It's just like, okay, so she's always in this. She wakes up in this. She goes to bed in this, and yeah. And then eventually she gets out and she kills him, and then Olivia Wilde, she kills him
in the simulation, which I think, which if you die in the simulation, you die for real,
as
the classic bit goes.
And then Olivia Wilde, she's like, I always knew it was a simulation because in here my children are alive. And you're just like, how do I sympathize with you? Fuck you. You know? And so, yeah.
I don't get the point. So he hates women, but he wants to lock one in his room, in his house, in a simulation, or...
I think the thing is like they're like he like Florence Pugh's character is the breadwinner of the family. She's
like
a nurse and he doesn't work at all, and he's just like he's out of a job and he's just like he wants to feel important. And like this guy's this alt-right Alex Jones type Chris Pine motherfucker is making him feel important by saying all this drivel into his head. So he's just like, I'm going to buy this thing, so I'm going to make it feel like I'm the important one. So
yeah, he's
so,
so lame,
pretty much puts Florence Pugh into the simulation.
But doesn't that cut down on their income then? So he has to support her. Doesn't
yeah. So then
I'm poking three holes.
Well, the thing is, like, I think he goes to, like, a job, and they, like, show mm-hmm. him going to the job, and I think it's, like, a job that specifically the Chris Pine character, like, makes the people work for. I don't,
oh, really?
I think it's like it's a setup, like
it's like to like create it's like hard men create soft times and soft times create hard men or whatever, or soft men and soft men create hard times, something like that. That's a Joe Rogan thing.
I don't know. It's just
it's,
know,
what it is bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty much just like Harry if you Styles work for me, I'll give you this thing, and you have to keep working for me every single day of your life in order for this illusion to keep going. And at one point. He goes off to work in the middle of the day and then comes back at night and puts himself into the simulation, Harry Styles, so he can be with his wife. And I don't know. One thing I want to talk about.
Because, like, sorry. What were you going to say?
Well, go ahead. And then I want to talk about a specific scene that I think is just, that I want Jesse to know about.
I was going to say, it's kind of weird because they, like, eat food together, right? So if they're both eating food in this simulation, how are they eating food, you know? Like, you feel like in a VR simulation you would, I don't know, because like he eats with her, like how does he eat with her? Like, they're in a simulation, how are you eating? I was just like, what were you gonna say though?
So the specific scene is, I want to talk about the scene where I think Harry Styles' character's name is Jack. Jack gets promoted.
Oh my god.
And it's like this big man. Yeah, so it's like this big kind of like gala type where everybody in the neighborhood comes to this gala that Chris Pine is hosting. Chris Pine is like the he's like the cult leader of this group. So he's like, Jack is promoted, and then come up on stage, Jack. And then Harry Styles comes up on stage, and he's like, he gives a speech, and then he's like, yeah, everybody dance, especially Jack. Jack, dance, dance. And then Harry Styles starts dancing, and he's just like really letting loose. And then he starts spinning. He starts spinning like a motherfucker. And I'm like, oh my god. He won't stop spinning.
You're just like, go, go, boy, go. He's like,
go, white boy, go. Just, and then Florence so Pugh, meanwhile, is having like a breakdown.
Someone tells him, go, white boy, go.
No, I'm just saying.
Go, white boy, go.
Go, white boy, go, white boy, go.
Yeah. That sounds
like the music is swelling, and it's like, and he's like,
while Florence Pugh is having like a mental breakdown. And
yeah. It sounds it sounds like a very good idea for a movie that was probably squandered on Harry Styles.
Yeah,
because it was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf originally.
Wait, what about Shia LaBeouf? I'm sorry, it was going to be him.
It was going to be him before Harry Styles.
Harry Styles' character was going to be Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, that would.
But then there's the entire part of the drama in the background and the production of the movie.
I think the funniest.
Right, we can talk about that at
drama.
The end.
Yeah,
is that he called her Miss Flo, which is like what girls call their periods.
Yeah,
he's like Miss Flo.
Finish it, alpha male.
Miss Flo. I am.
Also, Jake, you can tell, you can share your thoughts on the menstrual cycle at the end of this as well.
Oh, okay. So I would say the moral of this story is go women.
People are going to like watch this and be like, see how three white men missed the whole point. They're like, the whole point of the movie is like to speak out against misogyny. And you're like, the moral of the story is women are cool.
I think the movie thought it was smarter than it actually was.
I'm sure.
That's like the last thing I'll say about it. Okay, are there any questions about this movie?
No.
I don't have any questions. I think I mean, I have a lot of questions, but none that will be productive.
Yeah.
Let me fill up my water and we go ahead and get started. I'm listening.
As I fill up your water, as you fill up your water?
I'm going to do it. Give me, just go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
He has AirPods in, so he's good.
Okay. Let's get into it. Exterior cave night. This is different, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, it's very different.
A man walks out of the cave. His clothes are disheveled. He sees a neon sign that says town. He walks towards it. He stumbles into a bar. He looks at the first person that he sees and he says, "We gotta get out of here." He dies.
Oh my God. What
the fuck?
What was that, dude? Dude, look at this. This guy just died.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Quick, check his pockets. Check his pockets.
So he's got these rags. He's wearing rags. All right, I'll check his pockets. I'll check his pockets.
Inside his pocket, there's an ID, but the name is like blacked out. Like in the government, like blackout things. And his face has a cross through it.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
Brian, look. Like they crossed out his face and everything. Oh, God. And I found a business card. It says property of Dr. Norman Sionis.
Norman Sionis, who's that?
I don't know. It just says director of experimental biology.
Where? Does it say like a place, like a university nearby, or
it says
like
the United States government, I think.
Oh my God!
No, it says subsidiary of the United States government. That okay, means it could be it could be anything, like a company or
fuck.
But they're being funded by the government.
Shit. Okay. How do you think he died? We need to like check. Like, do we do an autopsy? I'm a doctor. Holy shit, I'm a doctor.
Dude, you have a lot. You've had a lot to drink, man.
Yeah, I was kind of in shock, and well, I saw a guy die in front of my eyes. And
oh my God, I'm a doctor.
Holy shit, you are a doctor.
Dude. Okay, somebody here's what I think we should do.
Yeah, but you're just like you're just a DO though.
A man walks into the bar. He sits down and orders a drink like nothing's wrong. I'll take one beer.
Here, help me grab his legs. Help me grab his legs.
Yeah, we'll wait for EMS to get here. We'll just take him outside.
Yeah.
The scene shifts focus to the man who ordered the bar. The bartender is like a pale woman who's getting him one out of, who's like filling him one out of the tap, but she's so distracted it overflows. Oh, I'm sorry. There's just a man came in here and he just died a minute ago. I'm distracted.
A man died? Where?
Here, in the bar, just in the sort of in the atrium of the area. He came in, said we need to get out of here, and then he collapsed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm telling you about it.
He won't make eye contact.
You're lucky that you missed it because, oh my God, it was horrifying to see.
He pulls out a gun.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
You didn't see anything.
No, I guess
puts
not.
Puts the gun back in. Now, how's that beer coming?
It's here. Sorry, I filled all. It's foamy. It's good. Here he goes. She hands him the beer.
I like it foamy. I'll take the sprinkles, too.
I'm sorry.
The sprinkles with it?
Okay.
Like on top?
Cut to outside the bar. The two doctors have set the body down and an ambulance has arrived. They're going to take him to the morgue.
EMS are pushing through. Out of the way. Out of the way. Dead people police coming through.
We see there's a body. We're here to take it away.
Hi. I'm Dr. Branham. I'm at the pediatric hospital downtown. I'm so sorry. This guy just came in. He collapsed right in front of me. I couldn't do anything. I checked his pulse. He fucking died. He's dead. I don't know how. He just came in. He was wearing this.
Oh my gosh.
What happened? He just collapsed. We want to do the autopsy. Hi. I'm Dr. Hello. Snyder. I'm a DO.
All right, I trust you guys. Come, hop in the ambulance. We'll do it on the way.
Okay. We cut to the ambulance is zooming down the street, It's like there's like hanging IV bags that are like swinging back.
Yeah. They're like, are there like bars like to hold on to in an ambulance? I don't know.
I think
no, this one does.
Have any of you guys been in an ambulance?
No.
No.
I have. I don't remember.
That's because there weren't any bars there.
Fuck.
True.
You fell and hit your head.
Anyway, I was just
anyway. Our two drunk doctors. They're both wearing like crazy Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
But they're like scrubbed up, and they put on their gloves, and they got like masks on, and they're gonna cut into this body. But they're both like visibly drunk.
Yeah, they both have like neon pink flip flops on, and like,
they got the Kanye West shades.
Yeah, Kanye West. One of them's wearing one of those like straw tiki hat type deals. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love those things.
And one of them, the other one has like three different like Hawaiian leis on the floral necklace type deals. So my guy, Dr. Brenham. Okay, nurse scalpel. There isn't a nurse.
it's just the
Dr. Brenner, why don't I give you the scalpel? And I'm gonna do the audio recording, you know how they do during autopsy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
All right.
It's like a podcast. It's like our own podcast, but it's like
This should be a podcast.
Like autopsies. Like, I mean, true crime is a fucking thing. Why not autopsy?
True medicine.
True autopsies.
Yeah.
Hey, can I be on your guys' podcast too?
What'd you say?
I have good knowledge. Can I be on your podcast too? I have good knowledge. I'm driving right now.
Yeah, but like we're the two main guys. You're like you're like the guy that like brings up the stuff in the background when we're just like, pull that up, Charlie.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know how Joe Rogan's podcast is?
Yeah, you watched Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he has a guy named Jamie that Jamie pulls up the things.
Yeah. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me? Oh. My name is actually Charlie, so that's funny how that works
out.
Whoa.
Dude, I'm like psychic.
Okay.
Sorry. Red Dr. light. He stops at a red light.
Whoa. Dr. Schneider pulls out his cell phone, and he goes into the voice memo app. He presses play, and it's the shittiest audio ever. Dr. Schneider and Dr. Brenham presiding autopsy from the bar on the way to the hospital.
All right, scalpel, Dr. Schneider.
All right,
throw it over here.
I'm giving him the scalpel. I threw it a little bit.
Yeah, you got to add tension to our podcast or anyway. That's right. Cutting. You're doing a little cut. Cut.
All right. Patient's rib cage is exposed. We're going to need the bone saw. Charlie, where's the bone saw? Pull up the bone saw.
Bone saw. He throws it behind him.
Oh, my God.
We're in front of you.
No, he's driving.
I'm driving.
Oh, he's driving. I thought he was just in the back with
no.
us. Dude, I'm so drunk.
The ambulance is driving backwards. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I thought like he was back here behind. Maybe I'm seeing double.
You are seeing. I'm definitely seeing double. Okay.
You're probably thinking about my friend with me right here.
Bonesaw. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Anyway, Bonesaw.
He's just chilling. Say hi. He's a little shy.
Hey.
Mine's okay, Kennedy. That was good. That was good. Good job. He hands him a sucker.
All right, Bonesaw. Bonesaw whirs like up, and they cut into the rib cage, and they remove the rib cage, and they find all these mechanical moving parts inside this guy's body.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Crap, you guys.
He's like a cyborg.
What is it?
This guy's he's a like cyborg.
Dude's like a cyborg.
Oh. Cyborgs are real?
Yeah, this guy is. Look, his heart isn't even like a heart. It's a mechanical like pump.
It's like a it's yeah. And there's like a bunch of gears in here. Oh my gosh. They're still going. They're still like.
Is he alive?
They're still turning.
Oh my gosh.
So is this guy.
He's, like, he should still be alive then.
Suddenly, the man sits up and he screams. Where am I? Where am I? Who are you?
You're in an ambulance, sir. Please calm down.
We're doctors. You're a cyborg.
And you're on
our
drunk. He looks down you're on
at
our podcast
himself,
right
and he
now.
Screams again.
Don't do that. You're yelling straight into the mic. It's gonna get distorted.
Yeah.
Okay. He backs away from the mic.
Thank you.
Sorry. Who are you, cyborg man?
I am an employee
of Dr. Cynosis.
Of Dr. Cynosis, yes.
Who do you is know him? He? Where is we don't know him.
You don't know him?
No.
Are you guys from out of town?
I think you're from out of town.
Honestly, I think you're from out of town.
Wait a second. What town are we in? Are we in Robville?
No.
Robville.
Oh my god. We're from out of town.
We're from Charlevoix.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so, point of order. Is Charlevoix a town in Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah.
All our listeners in Charlevoix, shout out.
Yeah,
shout out. Have any? If you're from Charlevoix, send us an email. Okay.
End point of order. Oh, yeah. So I'm the one from out of town, which is hilarious because, you know, I never really leave home much.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're a cyborg.
Where is home to you? Okay, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Who did this to you?
I told you. I'm from Robville.
How did you get here? What do you remember before you, like, died, technically?
I'm missing a lot of my memory, but what I do remember is Dr. Cyanus. He picked me out specifically out of my friends, and he said, come with me. I went down to his laboratory, and then it's blank. And then I woke up, and I was in a cave.
A cave?
Yeah, a cave on the outskirts of town.
Snyder.
Yeah, sorry, I blacked out for a second.
It's like,
you okay?
You think?
Yeah, I'm just.
He's drunk. He's drunk as fuck.
Cool. Okay.
Charlie, pull up the booze. Pull up the booze, Charlie.
He pulls it up.
Anyway, Snyder.
Yes.
You think the cave that he's talking about is Mystic Iron Cave, like in the forest?
It could be. It's the only cave I've heard of. Does that sound right to you, Cyborg?
There wasn't like a name to it, but I did walk through a forest. So
okay,
that
that's
probably is
it. That's probably
there's
it.
Been,
I mean,
there's been some weird going-ons down there. You remember, Snyder? We like did operations on that one girl that went down there. She like had guano poisoning.
Yeah, I do remember that.
She ate bat shit. That was weird.
That was strange, but I don't think that has anything to do. She wasn't like a cyborg, I remember.
Or was she? Oh my God. I don't know. I'm fucking drunk.
I don't know. Charlie, pull up her x-rays. Pull up her x-rays, Charlie.
He pulls up the x-rays and it covers the entire windshield of the of the ambulance. So he can't see. The car's swerving all over the
place. Just what I thought. Okay. Show me the third quadrant of her abdomen. Zoom in.
It like zooms in. Like in like one of those spy movies.
Yeah.
Look right there. It's an anomaly.
Whoa. Anomaly.
Maybe she didn't have. I mean, she did. She definitely ate bad shit. We pumped her stomach.
Yeah, she definitely ate bad shit. Like, it was gross as hell.
It was like a lot of bad shit.
Yeah,
ew,
I think she had been out there for days and hadn't eaten a thing.
I know. But no, but this right
why
here.
Why was she out there?
And what's this anomaly?
I don't know.
God, I wish we weren't so drunk so we could do this better.
I wish we were like drunk detectives, not drunk doctors trying to figure this out. Okay, Robville. What's going on in Robville?
Robville. Oh, yeah. Everybody in town works for Dr. Cyanus.
Everybody? That sounds like a cult.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Sounds like a dictatorship, bruh.
Yeah.
No, we love it. He's pretty cool.
Do you? Or are you brainwashed, cyborg?
I'm not. Yeah. Don't call me cyborg.
You were literally probably programmed by Dr. Cyanus.
You were probably programmed by Dr. Cyanus.
Okay, take out his sass chip. Okay, take out his fucking sass programming over here. Stop,
Dr. Snyder reaches into his abdomen and pulls out a microchip.
I forgot Spanish.
Damn it.
You're drunk. Don't worry.
All right. Just cut off the sass naturally. Who are you?
Could you close me a little bit first?
Sure. We got
the van is still speeding around, so they're still sloshing back and forth.
All right, suturing.
I told you.
Okay, you want to know my name?
You get that podcast? We're suturing.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, biology heads. We'll get you next week. We're going to stitch up now. Catch you back this time. And this is where we would put an ad if we had one. All right. Catch you next time. Lightspeed. Oh, they say Lightspeed. That too.
They do.
All right. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is... my name is Barry.
Barry.
And I work for Dr. Sionis. He's a very good man.
What is honestly, what type of medicine does he specialize in?
I've never asked. I don't know. We just kind of he's just all we know is he's a doctor, and sometimes he'll bring in people and he'll treat them.
Is he,
and we'll never see them again.
Is he an MD or a DO?
Yeah.
He's
that's
an,
important.
He's a DO.
Oh God. Oh wait, I'm the DO.
You're the DO. I don't know. That's very suspicious because I'm always trying to insert it into every single conversation what type of medicine I practice. So this guy's not telling anybody? I don't know, a little sus, bro. Snyder, what do you think?
That's a little sus. I use it when I try to pick up women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't say DO though, because that's dumb.
Yeah, people think that's dumb.
People don't get that. They're like, "Are you a chiropractor?" And I'm like, "No. There's a little bit more scientific. There's more scientific basis for that."
All of a sudden, Barry's eyes starts beeping. Beep 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 beep.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Is it gonna blow up? Are you gonna blow up?
No! It's leading me back home.
Oh my god! It's like you should like the Iron Giant.
And meet Dr. Sionis.
Yes. Oh my god!
Exactly like the Iron Giant.
Oh my god! Okay, Charlie, follow this beacon. Like a light shines out from his eye, kind of like in Treasure Planet too. And
follow the beacon, Charlie.
He does a hard turn in the middle of the road. And you hear cars crashing into each other. And they go right in the forest. We cut to the offices of Dr. Norman Sionis, who is pacing his laboratory heavily. I don't understand. He walked away and you just let him go? He turns to his subordinates.
Yeah.
He just kind of walked out.
Barry's kind of like your number one guy. Like, you use him all the time. I thought he like had a little job that you put him on. So I just was like, oh, Barry, he's got a little mission.
Mm-hmm. We know not to question you and your authority.
They both bow over and over and over again.
Very well. While I admire your piety, I think that if Barry tries to leave after 10 p.m., you have to stop him. I'm never sending him on a night job.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, that is true. Because, it was very late.
Because, like, you
and
know,
you are the night guards.
We are the night guards. True. And you know what happens to cyborgs after 10 p.m.?
Yeah,
they get all gremlin-esque.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They go all feral.
They bow again. A bunch.
We're sorry.
Now, have you sent the homing beacon signal to him?
Yeah. We did it just not that long ago. Like 30 minutes ago. Was that too late?
Wait. Ew.
That was very... Why did it take so long?
Well, honestly, we thought this was going to be like a promotion type thing with you. Like, you were going to promote us.
Yeah, we thought you'd be proud of us.
But then when, like, we saw you like super angry and pacing, I was like, oh, I should probably check what's going on. So I'm
I said that we should check.
He did say that.
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take my brain.
You get a gold sticker.
Fuck.
He takes out a sticker and he puts it on his shirt. And you, the one who didn't get a sticker, come here.
I'm sorry.
Approach me.
He approaches him very like sliding himself like very slowly towards him, like just trying to get with just a little bit out of arm's reach of him so he doesn't like hit him or something.
No, closer. Come closer. I need to be able to touch you. Come here. He gives him a shot of like some strange green liquid. He grows a lizard arm.
Another lizard arm.
That's a lizard arm, or it replaced his arm.
It replaced his arm.
Okay. Just had to clarify.
Yeah, just a small there. Little you lizard.
You get the lizard arm of shame, and I will remove it when you fix this.
Fuck. It's so itchy. Oh, I'm already molting. What the fuck? You gave me a multi arm?
It's that time of year. I can't control the genetics. I only give them to you. Complain again. I'll give you a beak.
A beak. I'll be a monstrosity. I got a date tonight. Even though I'm a night guard.
He pokes him with a syringe again. He grows a beak. Good.
I'm hungry.
I want to hear from the gold star.
I'm hungry for seeds now. He starts pecking at the ground.
The one who got the gold star, he takes the star and he adds it to his shirt, which has like hundreds of gold stars. He's a good boy.
All right, gold star.
Yes.
What's your game plan for this?
My game plan is to bring him back, wipe his memory, and send him off to work again.
You're amazing. Here's a gold star. Another.
Come on.
He adds it to his collection.
All right, you two. If we're going to succeed at anything here in Robertville, whatever it... What is this city called again?
Robville. Do I get a gold star?
Robville. No.
Damn it.
Rob like robot.
What did you say?
It's Rob like robot, you know?
If we're going to succeed what we're doing here in Robville, I need to be running a tighter ship. Do you understand me, you two?
Yes,
we understand.
Sir.
They bow. They bow down to him.
Good.
They bow ferociously.
Good. Okay. When he arrives, I want you to capture him. Do you understand?
We understand.
Yes. And kill any witnesses if he brings them or whatever. I don't know what he's doing.
Kill?
I want you to figure out.
We should make them into new cyborgs.
Oh my god, you're amazing. He gives him the whole sheet of stickers.
No, come on. Come on.
Stop complaining or you will get a cloaca.
No. I'm sorry.
You're lucky. I've been wanting to try out the cloaca serum.
I don't want to piss and shit out the same hole. I've got a date tonight.
Other than myself. I've been wanting to try out the cloaca serum on people other than myself.
Yeah, I was going to say if you want it, you could try it.
Mm. All right, get it done. I mean kill.
Kill.
And then turn into cyborg.
And then turn into cyborg.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Okay. Break.
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 We cut to outside the gates of Robertville. The ambulance has, like, pulled up and stopped.
I can't go any further. I can't. It's
Charlie, Dr. Brenham, like, stumbles over to him, like, reaching over to him in the seat. She's like, don't worry, Charlie. You did great.
You're so good.
You're touching me a lot right now.
Good. He's, like, touching him all over his face and his ears and ruffling his hair a little bit. We'll take you from here, Charlie. You be our getaway driver.
Okay.
And Kennedy?
Kennedy, what do you want to do?
I'll stay here. You stay here, bud. You stay here.
Yeah, Kennedy. He gives him another sucker. boy.
Audio video watchers would have loved that. Would love what I just did.
Treat.
We're gonna make it into a GIF.
No. Oh yeah, right. You guys do it too.
Okay.
Technically, we are still an on-call ambulance, so I don't want to be out here for too long.
Can't you turn off your taxi light like taxis do, but like ambulances?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, if the red and white thing isn't spinning, you can't cut hair.
Yeah,
that is true. I do cut a lot of hair. So he turns off the light, and sure enough, the radio turns off too. Wow, I've never done that before. Kennedy, are we getting paid right now, do you think?
I am.
What? Good for you.
So the two doctors, they stumble out here with Barry.
Barry.
All right, Barry, do you remember this place? Does this place look familiar to you?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, this is Bradville right here.
So, like...
Okay.
Are you good?
Like, okay.
Do you need anything?
Yeah. No, I'm... Are you guys coming in?
Yeah, we can, like, show you to, like, your place and whatnot.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay.
They walk up to, like, the gate. Dr. Brenham pushes the gate buzzer. And on the intercom thing, you hear the Gold Star Night Guard speak.
Hello?
Yeah. What? We're Dr. Brenham and Dr. Schneider.
Hello.
We have one Barry here. He lost his way. He had a fun night.
we did surgery on him.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
You did surgery? Listen to our podcast. It's called Autopsy Turvy.
That's a great name.
All right, I'm gonna buzz you guys in.
You hear two buttons being pushed. One is the gate opening, and one is like the silent alarm. I guess you don't hear that because it's silent, but he silently pushes.
You see, like, the two guards are like patting each other, like, "Shush, we fucking found him. We didn't have to do anything."
Here he is. Here's Barry.
They three of them walk through the gates into the town, and they start walking towards the town hall-esque building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's
like
a big
welcome center.
Yeah.
There's a big flag, and on the flag is Dr. Cyanus' face.
And he's shirtless like Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
I want to stop by my home first, but I don't remember which one it is. He's looking, and he says, I think it's that one.
Can't you, like, use your beacon powers or something? Like,
yeah.
He uses his beacon powers.
Google gadget.
His eye starts beeping, and it goes, it does, like, a 90-degree angle. I think it just brings me here. I don't know if it brings me back home.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh.
It's like going into the ground wherever he looks.
Well, what? Okay.
Let's go to that house, then.
All right.
He just opens the door and lets himself in.
Who are you? What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Who is this? Oh, my God. Mom. Mom.
The door.
Okay, wrong house.
They do that, like, five more times.
The third one's like, who the fuck? I got a fucking gun. Is that Barry? And then they close the door. Okay.
Great, Barry, we're having a hard time finding your house.
Times the charm, as they say in good old Charlevoix. And they open the door.
And it's empty. He looks at the door, and on the outside of the door is a picture of him.
So dude, this looks just like you.
Yeah. Ew, we probably should have tried this one first.
So he opens the door, and a woman runs up to him, and she says, Barry! Missed you. And she kisses him all over. Hey, what's up?
Oh my God,
this is my
Barry.
Wife.
Perry, do you have a wife?
You got a wife, dude? You didn't tell us. I didn't see a ring on your finger.
Yeah, I guess it could be a girlfriend, Brenham. It could be a girlfriend.
And then
I
wouldn't know.
Dude, low blow. We're doctors,
Three children and a dog run down the stairs, too.
Oh, he's got children. He's got children, bro.
Daddy! Woof, woof.
That's where the kids.
Oh, hey.
The wife.
Oh,
the wife says to Barry.
Mm.
Barry, where have you been? I've been worried sick.
Yeah, Dad, yeah.
The dog one is funny. Dr. Sahan has called on me for an experiment, and I just have some memory loss. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Do you remember our names?
Yeah, do you remember your children's name, Barry?
My name is...
He looks...
My name is
and
Chuckle.
On the fridge. Oh, yeah. You look like a Chuckle.
Dad!
Barry, when he was born, that was your idea.
I thought I was Chuckle? Named after your dad.
Oh,
whoa. You were, yeah, Chuckle, sure. You were.
What about me, Dad? My name is Davenforth. Like the place you went to school.
Oh, I'm getting all this like backstory from my children right now. Ah, children. Children, gather around. They all gather.
Yes, Papa.
We need to get out of here. I'm having bad memories in this place.
The two doctors. Dr. Brown taps tries to get Dr. Snyder's attention. He's like, bro, when he said that last time, he died, remember? We need to get out of here, and then died.
Do you think he's going to die for this?
I don't know.
We could do autopsy round two.
We need to get out. This was a mistake. I'm remembering too much. Too much about
but
my
Papa,
role and the work that I've done
the
here.
Play at school.
All of a sudden, you hear pounding on the door. Bam, 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 bam. Don't open it. Tell him I'm not here.
Okay,
he gets
wife.
Down and slides under the bed.
Wife.
He like runs up the stairs and slides under.
The wife answers the door. She looks through the peephole, and she opens it slowly. And on the other side are the is Dr. Sionis and the two night guards.
The one that had the lizard arm and the beak now also has like a dragon's tail and like and like a dog arm, a dog leg, and one of his like, and like he's got like stegosaurus like scales all around his the, you know what I mean, like,
yep,
the,
on
the,
his
the,
head,
the
yes.
Big
it's
scales
sick. The yeah it's
down
cool.
Yep. Down to down his back.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, miss. Is your husband home, Barry? Is he home?
No. Haven't seen him.
That's preposterous. He just came in through the front gate. I know. My wonderful guard got it.
I saw him come in. We know he's in there. Don't lie to us.
Stop talking! Stop talking!
He like coughs up blood.
Ew.
The night guard.
Dr. Sionis takes a sample. Anyway, miss, you're gonna have to turn over. You're gonna have to turn over Barry. He's a property of Robertville now. Robert Town. What's the name of this place?
Robville.
We know he's in there. And for every 10 minutes you don't bring him out, we kill one of your kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He must have just gone through, like, the back door. I'll check. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
Very well. May we come in while you look?
I don't see why not.
She, like, looks...
Perfect.
She, like, looks back and the doctors are, like, shoving Barry up some stairs.
bring us the child called Chuckles.
Chuckles steps forward.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Cyanus.
Good evening, Chuckle. Is your father here?
Do not lie to us.
Don't lie to me, boy.
My dad? He's...
Yes.
He may have been. I've seen parts of him.
All right, this kid's lying. Inject him with this thing.
No! No, 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 no!
He grows little parrot wings.
Ooh. Look, Ma, look what I can do.
Now, boy, you seed my mercy, and you will get my wrath if you do not answer straight.
He starts floating
Chuckle.
In the air. He's flying away.
Chuckle, come down. Get him.
You can't get him. You can't get him.
They grab him by the foot and yank him down. Dr. Cyanus clips his wing.
No!
All right, boy, where's your father? Stop crying. Okay, inject him with this. The boy immediately stops crying. Now, Chuckle, I've taken away all of your emotions. Do you know where your father is?
My father is upstairs.
Thank you. Take this one to the re-education center.
Maybe you should have done that one first.
Okay, kill him. Okay.
Not if I can get away with it. And Chuckle starts running.
All right, we're going to put a pin in that and go upstairs. We got two upstairs. Barry and the two doctors are hiding in the closet all together. And it's not like a walk-in closet. It's like the three of them are like scrunched in there.
You know, you guys didn't have to go in here too.
Nah, dude,
We definitely don't belong here.
We definitely don't belong here. That flag out front was really scary, and I think he's gonna like
I did not like it.
So I think, dude, you're our boy now. So like, we live and die together, brother.
Oh, we live and breathe together, brother.
You are a cyborg.
Yeah, so. I can breathe.
Okay.
In his closet, he finds a Hawaiian shirt and he puts one on too.
Oh my god!
Oh, dude.
Now I am one of you guys.
Wait,
should we do shots?
Drink oil? Dr. Snyder, Snyder bro, calm your titties.
Okay.
I know the only thing you can think about is getting that crunk going on, but
Look
what else he's got in here. You just see, like, it's kind of like behind the clothes, there's a bigger part of the closet, and in there, there's like there's disguises and weapons, kind
Ooh.
Of like a 007 type bunker.
He puts on a fake mustache.
Ooh, look at me!
Oh, you look good. Oh,
yeah.
What is? Should we be like suiting up, Barry?
Are we going out blazing?
We Guns might need blazing. To, because, like, this town seems a little sketch.
I'm remembering everything about this town.
What?
Okay, tell us, what is the point of this town, then?
Yeah, what's
We're
up?
Experiments. We're human experiments. He abducted all of us.
What?
I never married that woman. We were just placed in the same living house together.
Oh, my God.
And he
God.
Made us. He
is
made
that,
us.
Like, everybody?
He made us do things to each other. Those are my
like
children,
what,
but
kids?
Not by. Yeah, but I do not love that woman.
Oh, she
said
nice.
Have kids.
Yeah,
yeah
she
I
did.
Mean, she's fine.
Actually, so wait, so you're not like attached? Could I can like.
He can smash?
According to Robville law, we are in fact married, so unfortunately.
Is this a monogamous society or.
No, we're polyamorous.
Oh, so I can smash.
Well, sick.
I mean, you can, but now we're bros. It'd be a little weird.
Oh, shit. We should have had this conversation before we were friends.
I know. Oh, we're friends?
Hell yeah.
You guys saw your organs, dude.
You guys are my first non-robot friends.
Wait, so everybody here's robots? Even that guy with the Stegosaurus plates on his head?
Yeah. Oh, those are the higher ups. Those were his first abductions. That sick fuck. I want to fucking kill him. Let's get some guns.
Okay. There's a montage of them grabbing guns and suiting up Men in Black style.
As they do, it keeps doing hard cuts between the three bad guys walking up the stairs in slow motion, and then it keeps jumping back to them like suiting up as they're getting ready for the final confrontation. Oh, you guys ready for this?
Oh, we're ready.
We're ready.
But first, shots. I found shots.
There's like they're like the little airport, like
shot like the shooters.
Yeah, the shooters.
Yeah, they do three of them. It comes out of Barry's autopsy wound. Oh, Barry, it's Dr. Cyanus. Come out of the closet so we can experiment more on you.
Barry has a gun. He slowly peeks his head out. And as he does, the gold star one says, Barry, initiate anti-equation 49. He like says things really quick, and all of a sudden Barry's eyes turn red.
No.
No, Barry.
Hostile detected. And he takes his guns out. He points it at his two friends. And he steps out
Barry,
of the closet.
Friends.
Barry,
pointing
Barry.
His guns at him. You see.
All right, Barry. Have your.
Robots are not your friends. They're
all
robots.
Right, Barry. Have your new friends. Lead them out of the closet. Let's talk to these two.
Get out.
Get out of the closet. Get out of the closet.
He's a robot now. Full robot.
The two of them are escorted outside of the closet, and Barry slams them down on the bed, not in a sexual way, but...
but a little sexual.
But one of them starts getting a little bit of a boner.
Barry!
Calm down! Yes. Jeez.
All right, you two, shut up. Both of you, shut up. Barry, initiate silent mode. That means stop talking.
Barry's talking, but like his lips are moving, but you can't hear anything.
You two doctors. You two fuckers on the bed.
What are you going to do to
what
us?
What are you... I'm going to... First of all, I'm going to give you a cloaca.
No!
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Gross!
And then I'm going to torture you and turn you into cyborgs.
Well, that I could have guessed.
Well, dude, that's so lame. I don't want to be a cyborg.
Both of you, shut up. Bro. I need to know what kind of things you saw when you opened up Barry. You gave him an autopsy, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what kind of my proprietary technology did you see? Are you trying to steal it from me?
Look, man. Our boy Barry, he just stumbled into the local Charlevoix bar, and he just fucking died right in front of us. We did as doctors do, and we tried to save this man's life. And when we took an oath.
Are you both MDs, or?
I'm an MD. He's a DO.
I'm a DO. Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God. He injects Dr. Snyder and gives him a cloaca.
That's what you get for being a DO, dude. You should have gone.
That is exactly what you get for being a DO.
Now, oh, my God. It's weird.
Who else knows you're here?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Wait, no. What were you going to say,
Snyder,
cloaca
Snyder,
boy?
Snyder, you
no,
fuck.
No, nothing. Nothing.
Do you want to pee and shit out of the same hole for the rest of your life?
Can you reverse it?
I can, if you tell me who else knows you're here.
Our driver.
Oh my God. Who's the driver? Is he still here?
His name's Charlie.
His name is Charlie.
He's the guy who pulls up stuff for our podcast.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Did you hear about our podcast?
Right. I
did. They tell you about it? What do you think? You like the name?
It's just a great name. I haven't listened to it, obviously.
Do you want
to
sponsor? You want to sponsor our next episode?
Yeah. No. Of course I don't. You need a network to get sponsors.
God damn it. Or if like you're really popular.
Or if you're like really popular. That's the thing, is people have to like share your podcast and stuff if you want to get more popular. Otherwise, like, it's just you're relying on the hosts to like advertise.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's lame. Yeah, true.
Okay. Mm. All right. He turns to the mutant henchman.
Yeah.
All right. Dispatch a team to the outside gate. Pick up the driver.
We'll do, Sally.
All right. Don't talk so much. It's gross. just how about yes? How about nodding yes and no from now on, you? Otherwise, we're gonna have a big problem.
I
said no.
he nods. He nods vigorously.
Okay. Now you, Gold Star boy.
Yes.
I love you.
I
love
you.
You're great. Take these two to the downstairs lab, and make sure Barry stays on evil cyborg mode.
Yes, sir.
I have a call with the president later, so I'll meet you in a moment.
Mm. Okay.
We cut to Charlie and Kennedy in the ambulance.
They're just sitting around. They're playing with the windshield screen because like it can pull up X-rays, and they're seeing what else they can pull up with it.
Kennedy's like taking his own blood pressure.
You know, Charlie.
Yeah.
It's a little quiet.
Yeah. What do you think happens after we die?
I think, you know, our existence, our spirit, so if you want to call it that, goes into, like, a great beyond somewhere, and then, like, it, like, transfers. And have you ever seen The Good Place? I'm thinking kind of like that. Where it's
yeah,
like,
I have.
It, like, the little spirit orbs, like, they become, like, fucking, like, the good things in other people's lives and affects it, and that's what I kind of think. I really like that show.
But Kennedy, you don't say a lot, but you always do have a lot to say, and I think you should talk more.
Nah.
Just then a lizard arm goes through the windshield.
It, like, grabs Charlie.
Charlie, he reaches under the dashboard and pulls out a gun, and he shoots the arm.
A shotgun. He shoots the arm.
Charlie pulls out his crossbow and shoots through the windshield. Kennedy... Did I just say Charlie did that?
Yeah,
you did.
I meant to say Kennedy has the crossbow.
Okay. Kennedy.
Kennedy crossbow, shoots through the windshield with the crossbow, and Kennedy jumps out onto the roof of the car and slides another arrow from his quiver that was on his back the entire time, apparently.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he notches it into his crossbow, and he's swings back and forth as he sees like five armed guards and starting to like surround them, like coming in through the gate. So Kennedy does a backflip onto the back of the ambulance, as he's flipping, he shoots one of the oncoming guards, and the guard goes down, headshot, bing.
And Charlie, he hops out of the car too, and he takes out the katana that was on his back the whole time, and he unsheaths it, and he starts slicing, and then he takes out his little sword, and he throws it up in the air to
and
Kennedy.
Then
to
Kennedy
yeah.
jumps and catches it in between his teeth.
Yeah.
And then
now they're back to back. In front of the,
they're surrounded by armed guards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're back, and they start fucking slicing.
And slicing. And a moment of reprieve.
There's one left.
Kennedy and Charlie. They're back to each other's. They're at each other's backs. Just like old times, huh, Charlie?
Just like old times. This time, there's less lizard arms.
And then the abomination henchman roars like Godzilla.
He has a radiation beam like Godzilla.
And like goes straight up into the fucking stratosphere.
And he's the last one. And he runs towards them and they tackle him.
And then we cut to.
Yep.
We cut to.
And we cut.
The Gold Star henchmen taking the two doctors into the basement. They're handcuffed. And being taken. And he sits them both. He locks them both into place on like one of those, like, you know, like how evil scientists have people up on like boards. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Where it's like, you know, like the laser like comes, is like slowly going to slice.
Come and cut them in half.
But just like that surface.
That board, yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Bro, this is
an operating table, whatever.
Sure. This isn't fair, man. I have to pee and I don't want to do it through this cloaca.
I'm going to make you guys robots and you're going to like it.
But dude, I got like another autopsy to do for the podcast.
Yeah, we just hit 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. He flips the switch, and the laser starts going up.
Oh, you're literally getting...
You're literally doing the laser bit? That's so cliche.
This is trite. This is trite. Let me ask you this. What is your name, sir?
My name?
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody's asked for my name in years.
That's so cliche.
That is cliche.
But say it anyway. What's your name?
It's Luke.
Luke.
Oh my god, Luke. Exactly.
Snipe.
Let me guess, you're being mistreated by your boss.
I am being mistreated by my boss.
Yeah, that's trite. We get it.
Okay. Well, why? You know what? I'm going to kill you guys. So
No, stop.
What do all those gold stars mean? Nothing.
Did you get a pay raise with those?
Did you get...
I'm not being paid.
You're not getting paid?
You're not being paid.
Not even benefits.
I'm not being paid. No benefits.
I bet you when you mess up, you have to grow like a gross appendage, don't you?
I do, but I haven't messed up in years, and I'm not messing up again.
That's good. But why do you want to work for a guy like that when you could just let us free? And you could stop Barry, who's over there talking to himself on silent mode.
He's, like, screaming. And it's probably not anything good.
He's having a very heated argument.
I don't know. I shouldn't, because, you know, he's given so much. Dr. Sionis has given so much to me. He's made me who I am. And
has he given you so much? Or has he made you like that?
Like that.
As the henchman slowly starts to realize what he's talking about, we cut back to Charlie and Kennedy. They're thrown back by the abomination henchman. He looks like he has the upper hand.
This is the end for you two.
Charlie and Kennedy.
What did he say?
Oh, what'd you say? Say that again.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Say that again.
The abomination henchman gets frustrated and is just, die!
What?
Oh,
he said die. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He starts charging up his radiation beam.
His Godzilla beam.
Yeah, his Godzilla beam. When all of a sudden, it's like a splice moment, you know, like in like anime where it's just like, blood splatters the screen.
I know what you're doing. Yeah.
And then we cut to it's Chuckle.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god! Oh my god, little boy!
Chuckle sliced the Abomination henchman's neck, and he goes and he tumbles down to the ground.
Oh my god.
He shits himself out his cloaca.
I may be made out of wedlock, but I know who I am. I am Chuckle. Hear me roar! And his one parrot wing spreads. And he
it's beautiful.
And he flies away.
What?
Who was,
what
who was that?
What did that mean?
What the fuck was that?
Holy shit.
Do we know that, boy?
I don't know. We cut to Dr. Sionis' office. He's on the phone with the President of the United States.
No, Mr. President, we've run into a hiccup, but it is taken care of, and we will be able to deliver the goods on time.
Good. See you then.
And, okay, you don't have any other follow-ups? That's it?
Just that if I don't get it this time, like the other 15 times that you've delayed my shipment, then there will be dire consequences.
Well, it's...
I will not make Robville a sovereign state.
No, I would... Well, I promise you, I can give you what you want. And that...
Cyborg powers?
A what?
You... To finally make me a cyborg so I can live forever?
Yes. But I've been experimenting and some of these things aren't working properly. I just need the extra couple days that I asked for that you have already given me.
Yes.
And we'll be fine.
Yes.
I'm so close.
Yes.
And then I can sell it to all the rich of the nation.
Yes.
And other nations.
Yes.
And I will make so much money.
And I will live forever.
Right. And then we'll work on the president for life thing.
Good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Love you.
Great. I love you too, Mr. President.
Bye. Remember to call your mother. Son.
I will. Dad.
just throw that in real quick.
Whoa. This is crazy.
He hangs up the phone, but in the distance, yeah. He hears the wailing of the Abomination henchman as he dies. And then he goes to the window and he sees Chuckle soaring into the sky, flying towards the moon away from Robville.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Damn it.
We cut.
God damn it.
We cut back to the Gold Star henchman and Dr. Schneider and Dr. Brenham down in the basement. Just turn Barry back on. Just do it.
We're going to need him.
We'll need him.
The Gold Star henchman goes, okay. He stops the switch as it cuts off a little bit of your pinky toe.
Ah! Ow.
He grabs it. He puts it in his pocket. All right. I think we should kill Dr. Sionis.
Agreed.
I agree. Okay. But Luke, what if one of the other henchmen wants to take up his mantle and do the evil that he's doing here?
Oh, we'll have to destroy everything.
We have to destroy the whole facility.
There's a code. I'm going to put in the computer right now. He puts it in. All right, everything's going to self-destruct in 5 minutes. And that's not right.
Wow, that was really easy.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. It was really easy. All right, so we're all good to go then? All right, let's go. Oh, wait, you want me to turn Barry back? That's right.
Yeah, Barry. Turn Barry back on.
Barry looks. Extend operation 489-3-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-
turned green.
Berry?
And white, and then orange, and then yellow, and then purple, and then back to normal.
Berry.
Berry, it's us. Berry,
it's us.
Hey, guys, what's up?
He's back. He's back.
Do you remember what happened to your wife and kids at all?
No. I just blacked out.
What happened?
I think one of them was experimented on.
Which one?
Chuckle.
Chuckle.
Chuckles? Okay.
Okay. I guess he doesn't like that one that much.
Oh, no, wait, I forgot. They're like, I'm more legally married. Privy towards, like her.
Oh, right.
Towards Davenforth. He's my favorite.
Davenforth.
Yeah, and then there's a third unnamed one.
He's named to me, but I haven't told you guys.
What is it?
You really want to know?
Yeah, we're your friends, remember?
Yeah, okay. It's Kato.
Kato?
It's a cool name.
That is cool.
Anyway, let's go. We got to kill Sionis.
Oh, yeah. We have to go. All right, let's go. They storm up the stairs, cut to Sionis' office, and our heroes barge in. It's over, Sionis.
What is the meaning of this, Luke?
It's over. We're destroying.
You thought I didn't
everything.
Know your name.
Yeah, because you never said my name. Ever. You
You're
know how
right.
many times it
Dr.
calls
good,
you by your
good
name?
Job. Doc Gold Star.
No Gold Star. He hits his hand out of the way.
Dr. Sionis slowly walks up to them and he slowly reaches into like his lab coat. He's been wearing a lab coat the entire time.
Of course, he's a doctor.
And he talks as he distracts them, but he's slowly taking out a syringe full of stuff.
I know you think you've gotten heroic, and maybe you don't want to be part of the mission anymore, Luke. Mm-hmm. But we've almost completed our work, so you might as well see it through.
Don't listen to him, Luke. He's just trying to bait you.
Keep talking.
I'm saying with the exchange and with the project's finality, we will be seeing our sovereign state, and we will be rolling in the dough, as well as the political power. Do you want to join me? Or do you want to be killed?
Luke, it's not worth it. Killed. Your freedom is better than this.
Oh, no, yeah, bring I it agree. In. I was going to say a big heroic. What are you doing?
Bring what? It in. Give me a hug, Luke.
A hug?
Stay on my side.
You're giving me a hug now? After all these years?
Yes. I've appreciated all your hard work. You can see by all the stars I've given you.
Luke,
why don't you come give your boss a hug?
He slowly moves in for the hug.
As he slowly starts to wrap his arms around Dr. Sionis, Dr. Brenham sees the syringe in Dr. Sionis' hand, and Dr. Brenham, no, and he bats the syringe out of Dr. Sionis' hand, but it injects into him.
Oh my god. He instantly becomes a wolf man. Oh my god. Brenham! Dr. Brenham, no, bad.
He looks all around. His eyes are red. He doesn't know who or what is friend or foe. He looks at Dr. Snyder. And he...
No, man, no.
He sniffs him. And he moves to the next person.
That's right.
Barry, he sniffs him. And he moves on. He smells Luke.
Oh, my God.
He moves on.
Oh, my God.
No!
And he looks at Dr. Sionis. Foam at the mouth.
You little asshole wolfman. You'll do as I say.
Lips curled up. And he...
Kill your friends!
I don't think I will.
Oh my god, you're so scary.
He lunges at Dr. Sionis. And like as he does, Dr. Snyder like backs into like the light switch and turns off the lights, and they just see like the silhouettes of what's happening behind the desk of between Dr. Sionis and Dr. Brenham. and just like you see like splatters of somebody's blood being splattered on the window, and you just hear Dr. Sionis screaming.
All of a sudden, you hear a 1 minute timer go off, and you see red lights start flashing. And every time the red light flashes, it illuminates them for a brief second. So we get
a quick little thing.
And it's just like almost like a stop motion image where it's just like slowly but surely. And
then after a second, we just see the silhouette of a wolfman rise up.
Yeah.
We need to go.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
Get on my back. Ride me.
Operation 3894. Barry turns into a car. Let's go.
Okay, we were going to ride the wolfman, but Bremer, we're going to go in the car.
You ride the wolfman, I'll take the car.
No, I ride the wolf. Okay.
Yeah, he's your friend. Yeah.
We cut to outside the building. The alarms are sounding all around. All the other inhabitants of Robville are running screaming through the streets towards the gated entrance.
The gates are closed. As we get towards closer and closer towards the gate, Luke pulls out a little switch and he flips the gate open, and it opens, and everybody starts pouring out. And drones.
Charlie and Kennedy like direct people towards the right way to go.
Go that way.
Go that way. Do not worry about this big Godzilla guy over here. Don't worry about him.
We killed him with our swords. It was sweet. And then everybody, the whole group meets up together again in front of the ambulance.
Oh my God. Charlie Kennedy, are you guys okay? It's me, yeah. Dr. Schneider.
Yeah, we're okay. Who's the wolf?
Oh, that's Dr. Bremer. He turned into a wolf man.
Really?
Isn't it kind of cool? Don't ask him to talk. It's really scary.
Oh, okay.
Bremer, say hi. Say hi.
Wait, say something.
Bremer, say hi.
Hi.
There's like blood dripping from his wolf coat.
Well, Kennedy and we had a fun time too. I see Barry's a car now.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Let me get him out of a car. Barry, turn.
He like whispers something, and Barry turns back into Barry, but now he's slightly taller.
Like some of his cyborg skin is ripped, and you can see like the joints that are like metal.
Yeah. Robot stretch marks.
What a day!
The facility explodes.
Oh my God, my children!
Where? Dad! The camera pans up to Chuckle flying and holding the other two children in his talons. And his mom is on his back. Barry!
They land.
Gosh. My family.
And honey, can I introduce you to somebody?
Yeah.
Meet my friend over here. I think you might like him. Go get him, champ.
It's Luke.
He's being a wingman.
To Luke?
No, to the one of the doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Schneider.
Oh, right. That's right.
He had the hots for her. Yeah.
Hi. My name is Dr. Schneider. Sorry, I'm coming down from a wicked drunk,
Bender.
Riot. Bender. So I heard you guys are polygamists.
We cut to the president. He's waiting patiently on like the porch of the White House. Suddenly a white van comes in through the gates of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
The first lady meets with the president. She's wearing a robe. What's going on, honey?
It's here. The shipment is here, honey.
Good.
And the car pulls up to a stop. The president walks down the stairs and goes up to the window, and inside he sees Luke. Luke whispers into the wheel, and suddenly it dissolves into Barry, and they're wearing like Men in Black uniforms. The president speaks to them. What is this? I was not expecting this. Who are you two?
We're here for a better country. He takes a gun and he fucking shoots the president right in the face.
Oh my god! That legally makes you the president.
My first decree is to marry that black woman.
We cut to black. There's a title card that says 3 months later, we're back at the original bar. Dr. Snyder and Dr. Bremer, who is back to normal, are sitting at like a booth. And they are chatting. They're having a beer. In the background, the TV is like, new president makes all healthcare free. Contingent on if you're his friend or not. Oh, shit.
He really likes people, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Good on Luke, you know?
Yeah, what a good guy.
And Barry's his vice president.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you'd turn him down for health secretary. Yeah. I guess the podcast is really taking off.
It is really taking off, you know? We got that BetterHelp sponsorship now.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
You know, friend to friend.
Yeah.
When you were a wolf man,
mm-hmm.
What did you like killing that guy, or?
You know, I never really told you this part. I ate his face.
And?
I'd do it again.
Oh my god. I just peed a little bit out of my cloaca they couldn't fix. Can I ask you one more thing?
Of course.
Do you think that breaks your oath as like a doctor? Do you know harm?
Well, you know, in doctor law, mm-hmm, it's different when it's a defecting doctor.
Oh, is that different if you're a DO or?
Yeah, it's different.
Damn it.
As they're eating, somebody stumbles in and dies again. It's a new person.
Oh, God.
They go over.
Check his pockets.
God, check his pockets. Oh, my God.
What?
It says his name is Aiden Sionis Jr.
Oh my god. Dr. Sionis' grandson?
Because his name was Norman.
Because there needs to be a senior.
Oh yeah.
Because Dr. Sionis' name was who fucking?
Norman.
It was Norman.
Yeah.
Norman.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, Dr. Bremer.
Yeah.
Before we do this autopsy and go on another mission, uh-huh, or whatever, can I ask you one more thing?
Of course.
Will you be my best man? I'm getting married to Barry's wife.
Hell fucking yeah! They high five. Credits roll.
Woo! Credit!
Credit.
As the credits roll, you see Charlie and Kennedy fighting monsters. Is like B footage in the back.
They're like doing like a blade vampire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
He also, you see, Chuckles building a nest in a big tree.
You see Luke,
oh, goodness,
delivering a speech too and whispering to Barry.
You see like, you see, Kato, like, just like, he's just like at, like, he's just getting drive through because like, he didn't do anything else.
He's just normal.
He's just normal.
You see, like, the residents of Robville, they're putting their their robot like abilities to like help build their community.
They're putting up a new flag, and the flag is like everybody like together.
We see like birds and wildlife on top of like the corpse of the abomination henchman as he's like he's like growing moss all over his body.
He turns into like a grassy hill.
Yeah.
Something beautiful is coming out of something horrific.
Yeah.
And then the last and final one is Dr. Sionis Jr. looking at a monitor of someone doing a robot surgery. And then cut to black.
Oh.
And that one is called
Gaslight Nation.
Gaslight Nation.
No, I'm kidding. Because we said that was the name of the
thing. It should be called Cyborg City.
Yeah, Cyborg City, baby.
No.
You know, like,
it's too.
I don't love that.
It's too basic.
You're right.
How about. What about Cyborg City?
What about Gaslight Nation?
Gaslight Nation 2, Cyborg City.
What if it's like Cyborg, like PSI, PSY, Borg?
I like that.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Or like Death to All Cyborgs, or... Well, I guess they didn't all die, but like,
how about
the end of all cyborgs, or
the if we just call it weird science, like that 80s movie.
Weird science.
Weird science.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that. Weird science.
Yeah. Weird science.
Like PSI or PSY.
I was gonna spell it CY, like cyborg.
Okay.
Oh.
Weird. WEIRD. I didn't need to spell weird for you. Science. CYANCE, like cyan, but science.
Weird.
That's what it's called.
Gaslight Nation. Yep.
I love it. Weird Science 2. Gaslight Nation.
Nation. I love it.
Okay. Yay. Let's talk about the controversy of Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh my God.
I need someone to nutshell it for me really quick.
Okay. So, pretty much. Shia LaBeouf was going to be in the movie.
Yes.
And then, like, there's that entire thing with, like, his ex where he was abusive to her. I don't know for sure if that's real or not. So then Olivia Wilde, like, took him off the movie. But really, Shia LaBeouf showed that it wasn't her, like, being, like, he's off the movie because he's abusive. Like, it's... Like, it was, like, a corporate thing, and he, like, showed text of, like, Olivia Wilde saying, like, we're gonna make this work. I really want you on the movie. Like, trying to, like, save face and whatnot, because it's like, oh, I really like you. And then, so then, instead, they hire Harry Styles, and then Harry Styles, like, Olivia Wilde gets, like, smitten with Harry Styles. And they start dating, and like this is all happening while Olivia Wilde was like engaged to Jason Sudeikis, and
I thought they broke up like a long time ago.
Well, I think they kind of broke up because of this whole Harry Styles thing.
Well, it's interesting. She actually served him with papers.
Yeah,
he served her with papers at an award show.
It was like, an event where she was talking about "Don't Worry, Darling." I think it was like a convention.
And so so somebody was like, "I have something for you." And she's like, "Oh, what is this?" And she opened it up. And she's like, "Never mind."
It was like while she was giving a talk. Too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was like she was on stage talking about "Don't Worry, Darling," and she got served papers about like custody of their kids. I think.
Yes. Yes. Some custody. Yeah.
Like custody papers. Like, and she like looked at the papers. She's like, okay, and then she kept going. So there's that, and then So she's directing the movie, Olivia Wilde, and allegedly, we're not sure. I'm not. I'm not saying this actually happened. This is part of the controversy. Okay.
Allegedly. Yeah. No one wants to be suing Screenplay Podcast.
Yeah. Allegedly, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. This, as TikTok has told me and shit, and Twitter.
Right. Yeah.
There's like, so Olivia Wilde's like really smitten with Harry Styles, and she like starts shirking her duties as director. And not like, and like not coming to set all the time, and they like need to get this movie done. So then I think Florence Pugh and like the crew like step up and like start taking like responsibility and start doing scenes themselves without the director present and whatnot.
Oh Lord!
So
yikes!
There's all that, and then like then there's the whole stuff where there's like a fucking. Yo.
They were living in Gaslight Nation, yeah.
Wait, hold on. What? Are we... Jake, are you good?
Yeah, my AirPods just died, but at least we made it through the whole podcast, right?
Yeah. Are you still recording?
Yeah, everything's still recording.
Okay.
Just the AirPods died.
Okay.
So my audio's going to get really bad, but that's okay.
That's fine. It's right at the end. Just don't talk so much.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me?
And then there's all the stuff that happened at... the Venice Film Festival, I think it was, when they like premiered the movie, where like Chris Pine, like Harry Styles like allegedly like spit on Chris Pine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Chris Pine will remember.
And then like there's the interviews with Harry Styles and Chris Pine. Like Harry Styles sounded like he did not know what the fuck he was talking about.
That's when he says, "I love the movie because it feels like a movie."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then also on top of this, Florence Pugh like wasn't doing any advertising for the movie at all. Like she wasn't like posting about it. She wasn't going to be doing any interviews. She only doing the red carpet.
Damn.
And like she was just being very like not like only talking about like the like thinking like the cast and the crew and not Olivia Wilde because she was having a little tiff with her. And then there was another thing I just thought of. There's so much to this.
That's so funny. Because it's just like, well, everybody was talking about the movie, and you're just like, is this movie good? Is it worth all the hype that it's getting? The answer was
It just goes to show you either die a hero or you live long enough for Ted Lasso to steal your kids.
Yeah. Okay, the other thing I just remembered, it was it was something about Olivia. It was about the lead up to like them talking about it. So Olivia Wilde was like advertising the movie, and she was saying like, yeah, it's like a very feminist forward movie, like we don't talk about the male pleasure, we talk about female pleasure. And then Florence Pugh like literally got mad about that, saying like, maybe don't like advertise it as being like all sex scenes and whatnot, like it's not that at all. So she was mad about, and also Olivia Wilde like wasn't talking about Florence Pugh in these interviews. She was only talking about like Harry Styles and like her direction of the movie. So then Florence Pugh got mad about that, and
Harry Styles,
and it was not that great of a movie.
No, he eats her out a lot.
Wait, say that. Go ahead, Jake.
I said he eats her out a lot in the movie. Like three times. Yeah. Female
just
pleasure.
What Joe Rogan would want.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said female pleasure.
I feel like that's against like the alpha male thing though, of like get what you want.
Yeah, it is interesting. What were you gonna say, Mr. Smashy?
I was gonna say there was like a point of diminishing returns in that where I was like, tell me all about it, and then we got like three quarters of the way through it and I was like, I don't want to hear about this anymore.
Yeah. I got into it a little bit just to like get the whole story as much as I could of what, even though there's like a part of me that I'm just like, there's too much here that I'm starting to think like a lot of this is fabricated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they just like made this up, some of this, and I'm just like,
just to get more traction, people talking about it.
Yeah. So I'm just
kind of
like,
it worked. People were talking about it.
Well, they love the gossip.
Yep. They love the gossip.
Yep.
Well, call me when they put Andrew Tate in a movie, then I'll watch it.
No.
Andrew Tate's canceled. Anyway, okay. I'm sick of this controversy. Let's get out of
here.
All right.
We've been Screenplay Podcast, the improvised movie. Thanks for listening. If you want to contact us about something, maybe weigh in on the drama. We'll listen to you talk about it because we like you. Or tell us a movie you want to suggest us to watch, or maybe
a TV show.
Yeah. And if you want to do that, how do you do that, Alec?
You can contact us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. You can also contact us through social media. We are at Screenplay PCast on all three, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also have a TikTok called Screenplay Podcast, @screenplaypodcast. And then, yeah, you can check out our YouTube, Screenplay Podcast on YouTube. Follow us on all the different social medias.
And if you like the show, what should they do, Jake?
You should tell your friends, tell your enemies, rate us on Apple Podcasts. I think you can rate podcasts on Spotify, too.
You can.
So rate us on Spotify. You should go to our YouTube channel, which is the same name as the podcast, and watch us because we post the videos,
too. Like, follow, subscribe.
Yeah. Like, follow, subscribe. Do all those things. And that's how you can follow us as a podcast. How can you follow us individually?
Well, you can follow me individually. I'm at Alec Combs on both Instagram and Twitter. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Alec Combs, where I make long commentary videos. I'm currently working on a big one. Don't expect it for like a bit, but it's coming.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz. You can see my fun engagement pics.
Whoa!
Congratulations! Yay!
And how can they follow you, Jake?
If you want to follow me all around town, you can follow me on Twitter at JakeRubin69 or on Instagram at JakeRubin27.
Wow. All right. This has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Thanks for listening. We hope you like it. We hope to catch you next time, which should hopefully be more frequently.
Whoa. Yay.
We'll catch you next time.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.
Nice.